Ninth pack of Nazir, Mishnah number 3. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned the concept that even though Safik Tumas Tahoim, if there's a Safik in the Tuma, the bottom of a well or cave or whatever it is, the Nazir is Tahor, that says, in a case where he was already Tame and he wants to be Matar himself, then we go Lechumah, which is based on this concept that if he's already in Cheskas Tuma, you go Lechumah. So we're now the Mishnah is going to bring a whole bunch of examples of this concept which are not related to Nazir directly. So Moitzi Meis B'Tchila, if a person is digging and he finds a dead body, Mushkib Gadako, he's laying down like a Jewish burial is. In the olden days, some people, the Goyim used to bury people standing up, make a deep tube in the ground and just put one on top of the other. Different ways of doing it. Jews would never do that. So if you find a guy standing up, yeah, it's not a problem. If you find him laying down, you take him, plus the surf, earth around it, and whatever's left is tar. You found two people laying dead bodies laying next to each other. You also take them and the soft earth around them, and that's it. When you found the third one, if there's between 4 and 8 amas separation between them, which was a normal separation between the way they would bury dead bodies in those days, there's a sign that this is a burial area. Now you have to be concerned that there are more graves over here. The way general burial areas were made was there was a central room of this cave, 6 by 6 amas, and open to that room, say on the left and the right, were two other rooms, which each of these other rooms would have 8 graves dug into the walls. So you have a central room with no graves in it, and each side, on the long side of it, you'd have 3 by 3, and at the end of it, you have another 2. So, you check 20 amas from where you found these bodies. Why? Because you're concerned that maybe where you found the bodies was one part of this graveyard, and you check another 6 amas, plus another 6 amas, plus another 6 amas, which is the length of a grave site. 6 amas for the burial area, the intermediate place, and the 6 amas on the site. I can tell me 6 times 3 is 18. And this says 20. It says that they started off at an angle, which added the extra 2 amas, because sometimes one mace was buried a little bit to the side, not directly underneath the other one. On Kopan, that's what you do. You check 20 amas in each direction to see if there's another grave cave. Motza Echo B'Seif Esher Mama. You found one dead body buried at the end of 20 amas. Now you have to ready check another 20 amas. It's only one. We already have an indication that this is a burial area, and therefore, once you found your initial 3, if you find one more afterwards, you treat that as if you found another gravesite, and you check another 20 amas from there. If you would only find one dead body, so then it'll be enough to take it, plus there's soft earth around it. You would not have to check the 20 amas. So once you are checking amas, and within the 20 amas you find another dead body, you check another 20 amas from him.